The city of Seattle is combining city politics with economic theory today by raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour. Washington State already boasts the highest minimum wage in the country at $9.32 an hour, but a $15 minimum wage would put Seattle at twice the federal level. The $15 level is championed by a coalition of labor activists and some multimillionaires who believe the key to prosperity in an affluent, progressive city like Seattle is a healthy middle class. Nevertheless, this is a cautious step that will be rolled out slowly. Joining us now, Deb Wong, reporter for member station KUOW in Seattle. Thanks for joining us, Deb.
Hey, John.
So how much is this a theory that they're trying to sort of experiment on the workers in Seattle, and how much of this is really a campaign promise being delivered on?
Well, it definitely is a campaign promise. This was something that really, people have been talking about here for years, just like in the rest of the country. You know, the notion of the income disparity between poor and rich. But in November, it became more of a reality when voters in the city of SeaTac, which is just south of Seattle, voted for a $15 an hour minimum wage for certain businesses around the airport. And then at the same time in November, we elected a mayor, Mayor Ed Murray, who campaigned with a promise of raising the minimum wage in Seattle. And then more crucially, at the same time, we elected our first socialist city council member, Shama Sawant. We haven't had a socialist here in 100 years. And she campaigned almost exclusively with the idea that she would bring the $15 an hour minimum wage to Seattle immediately. And she has been a game changer in this city, which tends to like its politics very polite. She has been kind of a bulldog, you know, street fighter for $15 an hour. And we have a little bit of tape of her campaigning for this. You can hear what she sounds like.
Let us not have any illusions. This is class struggle. Business will fight back. They have tens of millions of dollars that they can pour into a counterattack overnight, and they can kill this entire thing if we let them.
So what sort of political clout does she have on the city council? Does she have aspirations beyond her current role?
Well, she has very little clout in the sense that she is sort of the single vote on the left end of the council. But what she does is she commands a rather large grassroots movement. She put together thousands of people to campaign for a very aggressive $15 an hour plan. And they've been collecting signatures to put that plan on the ballot this November. So in a way, this threat of having a ballot initiative, actually a charter amendment on the ballot this November, has kind of made other people in the political establishment move much more quickly, because they wanted to put something out that was more moderate and more potentially acceptable to the body politic than what she was working on, which is much more radical.
Well, certainly the labor interests in King County there in Seattle are really happy about this. Listen.
This is about the workers. This is about the employees. This is about creating consumers and taxpayers. This is about who deserves a respectable wage. And there seems to be this notion that some jobs deserve poverty wages. I ask you to take this step to address that.
That's Dave Freiboth. He's the head of the King County Labor Council, which is a kind of consortium of all of the labor unions here. But yeah, labor has taken a really strong position on this. They were behind the SeaTac initiative last year. It was mostly the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, that spearheaded that. And they have been really pushing for this $15 an hour wage. They're going to have a big party today, assuming that it's passed finally this afternoon. And they want to see this rolled out, not just in Seattle, but across the country.
Now, I suspect there are some small business owners who won't be at that party.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is when the mayor, the first thing that the mayor did when he took office was he convened this big group of business and labor and nonprofits to sit down and hash out a plan that would be acceptable to all of them. He basically locked them in the room and said, don't come out until you come up with something. And he gave them a very, very strict deadline. And they did come up with this plan, which was, you know, acceptable to a lot of people, but not fully embraced by either community, really. But a lot of businesses, small businesses in particular, have really been upset about this because they feel like their interests were not represented at the table. There was a lot of pushback from restaurants, for example, from other low-margin businesses, and they question really how many of them can survive. So here's a guy named Russell Hollick. He's 28 years old, and he owns a Subway franchise in Seattle.
for a small business who just I just started. What will that do? I've already had the bank ask me, hey, what's going to happen in Seattle? Well, I don't know. Well, we're looking at your P&Ls. We're looking at everything. Well, what are you going to do? The landlord's asked me the same question. What's going to happen?
What are P&Ls?
Profit and loss statements. I mean, restaurants, we are learning, we learned through this whole debate, restaurants have very, very low margins. And so if any businesses go out of business, it might be restaurants first.
But this directly addresses the issues that workers in restaurants like Subway have been making around the nation, that they want wages to rise and that they want to have a living wage if they're going to work at these fast food places.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this whole thing started really in the fast food workers movement, and with these strikes that happened last year, that really lit the fire under a lot of elected officials' feet in Seattle. And the hope is, I mean, in the city of Seattle, even though it's a very wealthy city, there are an estimated 100,000 people here who make less than $15 an hour. And so proponents of this are saying this will lift thousands and thousands of people in the city of Seattle alone out of poverty.
A $15 an hour minimum wage, the prospect in Seattle. Deb Wong is a reporter for Seattle's KUOW. Thanks so much.
Thank you.